August 4th, 2022. Leaders from the U.S. sugar industry are meeting in Colorado this week for the 37th Annual International Sweetener Symposium. It's being hosted by the American Sugar Alliance. High prices for fertilizer, fuel, pesticides, labor, and transportation have hit the sugar industry hard. To learn more about the symposium and the American Sugar Alliance, search hashtag Sugar2022. Farm production expenditures in the United States are estimated at $393 billion for 2021, up from $366 billion in 2020. The 2021 total farm production expenditures are up 7.3% compared with 2020 total farm production expenditures. For the 17 line items, 15 showed an increase from the previous year, while 2 showed a decrease. The 4 largest expenditures at the United States level total $189.4 billion and account 48.3% of total expenditures in 2021. These include feed, farm services, livestock, poultry, and related expenses. In 2021, total fuel expense was $13 billion. Diesel, the largest subcomponent, at $8.4 billion, accounting for 65.3%. Diesel expenditures from 2021 to 2020 were up 18.6% from the previous year. Gasoline, up 22.7%, liquid propane up 11.6%. The Colorado State Veterinarian's Office has confirmed a case of anthrax in a beef cattle herd in Sedgwick County, Colorado. That's located in northeastern Colorado. Case was confirmed at the CSU Diagnostic Laboratory on July 23rd after the producer had 7 acute deaths in the herd. Second positive case in a nearby beef herd was confirmed positive on July 26th. These are the first confirmed cases of anthrax in cattle in Colorado since 2012. Anthrax can occur naturally in Colorado soil. Bacterial spores can lie dormant in the ground for decades and can emerge in greater concentrations after rainstorms, flooding, or excavation. Both herds are being monitored under quarantine. The cattle are being treated with antibiotics and vaccinated against anthrax.
Have plans to put in a new fence or build a deck or maybe plant a tree? Well, make sure you're calling 811 before you dig. August 11th is National 811 Day, and One Call of Wyoming wants to remind residents to call prior to any digging project to have underground utility lines marked. Homeowners and contractors should call 811 at least 2 days prior to any projects to put in a request. Striking a single line can cause injury, repair costs, and inconvenient outages. Call or click before you dig. It's fast. It's free. It's the law.